It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cavi Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs, here you get nasty. Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hi, this is the boy Diva Recataldo, and you're in the room with Cavi Stro and my man Brady.
We'll be right back. Welcome, everybody, back to In the Room, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com. We have a fantastic show planned tonight. I think it's going to be a great time. Certainly lots to talk about. A very special surprise calling guest in a little bit, because VOC Nation has a huge announcement, and we're going to break it right on the air here tonight. Brady Hicks. I have with me the lovely Kathy Fitz. How you doing, Kathy?
Hey, Brady. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. I want to talk some Super 8. We did Super 8 this past week. We'll get to that in one sec, though. Also joining us on the line, the legendary WCW star, actor, entertainer, wrestler, Stro Maestro. What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Great to be here with you guys. I got my French vanilla coffee. Rocking here, so I'm just ready to do it.
You know, I used to drink caffeine for the show, but on those nights I figured out that I'm a zombie the next day because I never get to sleep. So here I am with my sparkling water. 914-338-1885. So lots to talk about tonight, you know. Lots to talk about some programming-related stuff, and we'll get to that in about 20, 25 minutes. Night of Champions is coming up this Sunday. Should be a good time.
Gold Rush.
That is the tagline, isn't it? It's so much better than Horror Show, I got to say. And we'll take your calls as well tonight, 914-338-1885. And that's anybody that wants to call in. Even if you've never called the show before, Kathy, even if you spent the entire day going off on me on Facebook, you can call the show. That's the beauty of this thing. So 914-338-1885.
Good luck.
And oh, they won't call. It's okay. Oh, man. So Kathy and I, we hit Super 8 this past week in Morganville, New Jersey, the Jersey dugout, ECWA with its return to New Jersey. And the tournament, for those who are wondering, was won by one Dasher Hatfield. But Stro, he doesn't go by Dasher Hatfield anymore. Are you familiar with the new persona?
No. Not too well.
You're in for a treat.
Please.
Well, you're in for a treat. You're definitely in for a treat. So are you familiar with Dasher Hatfield, right? Chikara, and I believe he's done some Ring of Honor. He's been around. So Dasher Hatfield now goes by. Are you ready for this? And I was the ring announcer, so I learned it by the end of the night. And I did commentary, too. Dasher Hatfield now goes by a very good professional wrestler.
That's riveting.
Yeah. Well, you run out of adjectives for things to call him, that's for sure. I think by the end of the night, I was just calling him AVG. You know that song, Kathy, who sings it? His theme, it was, I hear it on repeat in my head. It was the best.
Is that,
who sings it?
Oh, Tina Turner.
No, no, the best of you. The best of you.
Oh, the best of you. Oh, gotcha.
Foo Fighters. So you know that song?
Foo Fighters, yes. Foo Fighters.
Yeah, so the best of you, if you guys are familiar with that song. When it gets to the best part, it's like a scratched record. His music is just going, the best, the best, the best. The best, ad nauseum. This goes on for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Kind of like the best man with Miro.
Sort of like that. So anyway, a very good professional wrestler. It turns out he's living the gimmick. because he is a very good professional wrestler. He had a great, great series of matches. And it was a lot of really good stuff on that show, I got to say. You know, yeah. Some good technical, some good high-flying. certainly hardcore between Matt Tremont and Kyle the Beast, KTB, battling just all over the arena. Tremont, too. Tremont had this match, Stro, in the first round. He was battling Chris Rockwell. And they fought all around ringside. And then they got into the ring. John Finnegan checked them both, rang the bell, and Tremont picked them up for a Spicoli driver and pinned them. And the match, for record, lasted about 3 seconds. But in truth, they were fighting for about 20 minutes at ringside before the bell rang. Maybe not 20, maybe 10.
Kind of like the commercial breaks between matches, where you hit all the offense, and then during the commercial, they come back and you throw
exactly.
all over the place.
Yeah, it's just like that Raw that they opened up where Samoa Joe was in the ring trying to, like, navigate something, and, like, they're fighting all around him, you know? It was supposed to be like a contract sign, you know? It was like that. But it was a great show. I got to say, it was a tremendous show, Kathy. I'm curious what you think. What did you think of the night?
I thought it was a really good show. It was very entertaining. It was great to see a lot of the guys, you know, we all haven't seen in ages, you know? It seems like forever, you know? But
some comeback.
Eric Martin was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing the temperature checks at the front door.
Yes, you were. Mm-hmm. We got a picture of it. Dr.
Yes.
Kathy
Fitz. I saw that.
Stro, I will tell you, the ride home was very interesting.
I bet it was.
The what? What was interesting?
The ride home.
Oh man. I was going to say with the temperature checks, Kathy was checking them rectally even though she didn't have to. I'm kidding.
With everything that's been going on, I have to commend everybody that came out. They social distanced. They set up all the chairs, definitely distanced apart. And I was very happy with the way Ryan and them did it. It was very good.
Yeah. I was too. And I'm excited now. Like, I was a little nervous because ECWA, where this is kind of uncharted territory, they recently purchased World One Wrestling, which goes back a long way. We've talked about it on this program. So it's kind of consolidated now under one banner, two different promotions, which is weird. And I've been through that before with the ECWA and the TWA. But this World One was always like a separate company, you know, like all together. Not the TWA wasn't, you know, but it's strange to me that for those who aren't familiar, World One was founded by Steve Corino probably about 15 years ago. And it was a fantastic independent, and it's kind of had its ups and downs. But so now it's all under the one banner. And Stro, I know you're familiar with this on a much larger scale, but you start to worry, you know, because you start to see like maybe a little less talent being used because you're trying to consolidate rosters.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's horrible. It's horrible. Like this show, this ECWA Super 8, because it featured World One talent, they actually had two announced teams. Which made me a little nervous, you know, because I'm the ECWA announcer and I do commentary, and I, you know, I look across and I see the legendary MLJ and Pele Primo. They did a fantastic job, by the way. They handled the IWTV stream, so you can order it. You can check out the IWTV stream. The commentary that Phil and I did is what you'll be able to catch on the DVD. And the ECWA Network on ECWAProWrestling.com. And also for the special edition, and I did see these being made, the VHS release. So if you want to get a collector's edition VHS of the 24th annual, that'll have me and Phil. But yeah, Stro, it's got me a little nervous, you know, because I look around and it's like, you know, fewer and fewer wrestlers being used. You got two promotions and you're putting on one show.
Right.
So, yeah. So. The good news is, at least for me, for November, I'm pleased to announce that they are going to use me for the joint ECWA World One show in November.
So they're going to take one of the announcers from each show. So it'll be myself and Pele Primo bringing you ECWA and World One present Pretzelmania. So it's Pretzelmania season again. I can't wait. It's been a couple years
great.
Since I've done Pretzel. I did Pretzelmania 3. I did, and they actually had me turn around and point at the banner and yell. It's Pretzelmania 3. They order the soft pretzels, Kathy. It's an amazing time.
Oh, but they're amazing.
I think this one is Pretzelmania 5. So I'm guessing the mega powers are going to explode here. It is going to be good. It is Pretzelmania 3, Kathy. I remember Matt Tremont broke like a whole like row of pretzels over somebody's head.
Oh, jeez.
So bringing you the best, you know, the best wrestling, the best entertainment. I'm excited. It'll be cool. And then my understanding is they're going to alternate months between the two shows. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that works out. But certainly, I got to say, there's so much talent on both rosters, and I hope that they can continue to find ways to use everybody. Because when I saw everybody there at Super 8, even those who, like, couldn't contribute, Stro, and, like, there were actually workers who came, and because of regulations, you know, they couldn't hang out in the building because they weren't part of the show. So, like, they literally went and hung out in the parking lot until they were allowed in, you know? And they stuck around, not booked on the show, just to hang out, just to record stuff, just to help out anyway. There's so much heart and so much passion with this ECWA and World One crew. I really couldn't be happier to be a part of it. And we were nervous for a while, but after a couple months, my God, it's been, Kathy, 8 months between shows because of the pandemic and everything. You know, I left there with a very good feeling for the future of the ECWA. So I just hope that we get to be a part of it for a long, long time.
Yep.
So awesome. And by the way, you know, while we're talking ECWA, I got to mention, Joey Ace reclaimed the ECWA title. Now, we've had Joey on the show a couple times, but he had, in my opinion, probably top three in terms of the matches that I've ever called in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I thought it was amazing.
It was a very good match.
You know, it was up there with anything that Azrael did, anything that Papa Dunn has done. It was up there for me with calling a match in the ECW arena with Joey Styles. Like to me, it was a dream come true to watch that, to see Joey emerge. No more PCA, just Joey on his own, and I'm still getting chills thinking about it. I can't wait to watch this match. Very, very, very dangerous situation near the turnbuckle, Stro.
Oh, yeah, we were going to the hospital later.
Yeah, I know. I haven't heard. Is he okay?
I haven't heard either, but, you know, he did say that he was going to the hospital.
Yeah, Stro, he was going to get superplexed off the top, and somehow his boot got caught on the turnbuckle.
Oh, geez.
So he was left hanging at an awkward angle. We all thought he broke his foot. Sam landed on, like, the back of his neck and his shoulder. Thank God. Sam was okay, by all accounts. I haven't heard anything about Joey. I'm hoping he's okay. But
I hope so,
He was a little sore after that.
Wow.
It was good, though. I mean, it was a good show. You know, I definitely recommend people check it out. It's available now on IWTV. Or if you want to wait for the commentary with myself and Phil, which a lot of people consider it to be a treat, you know, to hear me and Phil do our thing, that'll be available pretty soon on the network, or you can buy the DVD on ECWAProWrestling.com. So be sure to check that out as well. And,
The one upside coming home, Brady lost his voice.
I did. I was out of practice.
Oh, man. Oh,
the other upside is I almost drove over an island and killed Kathy. So
this is true.
It's so dark out there, man. It's like the middle of the woods. I could have sworn I saw Bigfoot running in front of us. It was like the middle of nowhere. If you want to picture what Morganville, New Jersey is like, just Google, like, Lost Boys of Pine Barrens or something like that. I don't even know if that's a thing, but, like, Google it. You'll find it. And that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. 914-338-1885. So we can talk Super 8 tonight. I know most of you guys haven't seen it. But I really hope that you get to, because it was an amazing show. And such a pleasure to me, Kathy. Such a privilege, I should say, to ring announce when you have a tremendous talent like MLJ there. You know, the fact that they gave me the nod was both humbling and, you know, just such a great feeling. So thank you to,
and I do have to
all
give,
of the ECWA crew.
And I do have to give say something about Brady. At the end of the night, we're all getting ready to go. We're tired. And Brady's like, no, I have to go say goodbye to Emil. It's the proper thing to do. Not many people would have done that.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
A lot of people would have been, okay, got to go see him. Bye. But no, Brady walked all the way over, said goodbye to him, you know.
Yeah. I also told him he's looking more and more like Necro Butcher every day.
Yeah, this is true.
No, I mean, listen, I came up on the indies with Emil. He was a couple years over, you know, he was a couple years before me, but my earliest independent wrestling bookings, some of them were commentary with him. I learned from him, you know, so it's only the right thing to do. It was only the right thing
right.
to do. So. And he's a tremendous talent. I definitely recommend. I mean, he's doing GCW. He was with CZW for the longest time. He actually ran their developmental when they had the Dojo Wars thing going on every week. He was like the booker for that. Such a great mind. That's why I was shocked when they actually asked me to do the ring announcing. You know, I was humbled, and it meant a lot to me. It really did. And we got to still do commentary, which was cool. So anyway, 914-338-1885. Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool. And I felt like Emil and I at this point, we were both bigger than either of us have ever been on a show at the same time. You know, I think the last time I saw him, Kathy, I don't know if you were there for it, but New Moon did it years ago. They actually ran a show at a strip club in New Jersey. It's a place that burned down in Vineland.
Oh, yeah.
Under a pseudonym, they called it Phoenix Rising because they didn't want it to be a New Moon show, but it was a New Moon show. And that was the last time I had really done a show with Emil, you know, and so much had changed since then. So it was cool. Stroh, I got to tell you, that show, there were two, like, kiddie pools of Jell-O that had been we were promised that there'd be Jell-O matches, you know. Because the strippers were all there. In fact, the entire crowd was strippers because nobody else came. So it was a couple strippers that were, I guess, in between shift or on their lunch break or whatever. They did indeed deliver two kiddie pools of Jell-O. What they didn't tell us, Kathy, is that those two pools of Jell-O would be sitting out for 3 days prior. So they had the wind. I'm sorry, they had the rain. They had the mildew. They had
nasty.
The stagnancy. The
That's nasty.
You know Joe Gacy went through it.
Mm-hmm.
He did what?
He went through it.
Oh.
Oh, man. 914-338-1885. But enough of that interesting wrestling. A Clash of Champions is this Sunday. And Yowie wowie. I'm curious. I'm curious what people think. What are you looking forward to? I am excited to see Roman Reigns fight Jey Uso. I think it's a cool idea, but it just doesn't feel like a pay-per-view match to me, let alone a main event pay-per-view match. It feels like something you would see on, like, a throwaway episode of SmackDown one day.
Yeah.
It's weird. What is it with Bray Wyatt where he goes through months at a time where he just doesn't care about titles? He did this last time he lost the belt, too. And Braun Strowman's more worried about fighting a bigger guy on Raw. Like, what is going on?
How does that happen?
How does it happen? How does it happen? I don't know. I don't know. So 914-338-1885. So we'll talk about all that tonight. If you guys want to talk about that, that certainly is something that that we can do. And trying to think, Kathy, what else? Anything else worth mentioning?
No.
Looks like the cast from Mad Max finally showed up on Raw.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So the ninjas revealed themselves this week. Actually, the ninjas were in a separate segment. They were out with Brock Lesnar chasing the shark around. Little Jimmy returned, which is cool. But Retribution.
That was funny. I love Little Jimmy.
I like Little Jimmy, too. I like Little Jimmy, too. Retribution, get unmasked. And for some reason, some WWE official gave them all contracts, even though they're all under contract to NXT. And you can know because you can look at them and you can see through most of their masks to know who they are. It was Shelly Martinez. It was Mia Yim. It was that Dijakovic guy. I forget who the other guy. Oh, Dio Madden was one, right? There was a few of them.
Yeah.
They were all people who were already under contract. And it was strange, too, because they kept talking about how, like, their opportunities were squandered. Well, were their opportunities squandered? They were all featured on NXT, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I like Derek's idea. I thought, yeah.
I
like the idea of them
the
all
mask.
Being former talent. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just couldn't stop laughing at the mask they had on the little.
Like Bane?
The gimmick standard. Yeah.
Skeletor and Bane.
And what about the names? Oh, they're even more hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Like, what was it? Z-Bar or whatever? No. J-Bar. Z-Bar was a different guy.
Not Z-Bar.
No, it wasn't Z-Bar. It was J-Bar, right? Or T-Bar or something.
At least it wasn't Mr. Goodbar or something.
It was Chains and Eight Ball, wasn't it?
I thought they were like a rock.
One more thing I wanted to
mention. They were getting ready to perform a musical song or something.
I don't know what's going on. But why would anybody offer them a contract, okay? They destroyed the ring. They threw bricks through the windows. They destroyed the sound truck. They've attacked wrestlers week after week. Why wouldn't you just beef up security and get them out of there? Why would you sign them to deals? And furthermore, when they unmask, when you find out that you're already paying them, why would you still sign them to a new deal? Why wouldn't you just fire them?
I bet you Paul Heyman did it.
Maybe. I bet you Paul Heyman started it. That's part of the problem. And the other thing is, there's just five of them got contracts.
I'm not going to say.
There's still 45 of them around ringside that they're like the druids.
The druids.
They're like the druids. Or like the time when John Cena came out and there were 50 John Cenas on each side, like saluting, you know?
Da 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 da.
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention. And, guys, as soon as we get our special guest on and make this huge announcement, we will turn to the callers, I promise. I'm excited to talk with all of you. But somebody, Kathy, that's near and dear to my heart, somebody who's been so good to me over the years and so good to the show and you know, personally and professionally, I absolutely love her to death. I mix no words about that. I love Serena Deeb. And Serena Deeb has signed with AEW. I couldn't be happier for her. She was part of NXT as a trainer for a little bit, but this is going to be an on-air talent thing, I believe. Huge boost for their division, too. Their women's division really needed
awesome.
Some.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I still think her and Thunder Rosa, to this day, they still had the best women's match AEW ever had thus far.
I can't argue with that at all. I can't. So I'm excited to to see that Serena's there. She's going to be that veteran presence that they needed. You know, she's going to be their Mickey James. She's going to be their Natalia. Yeah.
What in the world?
What's that? Oh, Mickey James?
What in the world? Yeah.
I don't know.
Good Lord.
Right. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Indeed. Listen, our guest is on the line. I don't want to keep her waiting because we have a huge announcement here, and I think a lot of the listeners are going to be really excited to hear about this. So this Thursday, guys, at 8 Eastern, at part of the new fall lineup for VOC Nation, by the way, so some of the shows are shuffling around and stuff, but this Thursday at 8 Eastern, we're going to have the debut of a new show. It's actually called Talkin' Sass, and it's going to feature our guest right now, the one and only independent wrestler, just tremendous talent. For so long we've known her, we've seen her succeed at just about everything she's done, whether it's the Fireball Run thing on Amazon Prime, whether it's wrestling, whether it's ghost hunting, entertaining, just about anything you could think of. Sassy Steph has been a part of it. Sassy Steph, joining us on the line right now. What's going on, Steph? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great and even better with that introduction. Wow.
All right.
Well, Bruce and I have been talking about this for a month, just hoping to God that we could pull this together because we're so excited to have you join the team. You've been so good to Bruce and I over the years anyway. It just seems like a great opportunity, and I think fans are really going to be excited for what you bring to the table with this show each and every week.
Well, I'm super excited about it. I know there was like a bit of a delay there. I was waiting to get a new laptop and get some really cool equipment in so I can make it the best possible podcast. And, you know, I'm a broadcast graduate from the Ohio Center for Broadcasting a few years ago. And, you know, just was with my schedule, I was never able to hold down a job within entertainment because I was never there. You know, I'd be gone, you know, Friday through Monday. And then, you know, nobody wants to hire you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So
yeah.
It was very hard. But now, like, I have more free time and I'm able to put out a podcast that I'm, like, I've already recorded 3 episodes. Like, I'm so overachieving.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited. So, you know, the first episode's coming out. I have the second and third one that needs to be edited. But, I mean, every week they're going to be ready to go. And, like, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but like I have like 12 people already who said that, you know, they'll come on my show, just let them know when. So it's like I got the rest of the year already booked.
She showed me this. She's got a notebook page and it's like a list of like 100 names and she's got checks next to the people that said, yeah, it's an amazing thing. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
You've got one in the can right now. Tell us, well, you said you had 3 in the can, right? Tell us a little bit about what people can expect with this show.
Well, I mean, it's going to be mostly professional wrestling because obviously that's what I know best. But like you said, I have a plethora of different types of things that I get into, like ghost hunting, other entertainment, sports. So I'm planning on having a little bit of everything mixed in with the wrestling. I mean, like I said, mostly wrestling. But, you know, I have somebody that I'm talking to with the Travel Channel that's going to come on and talk about some paranormal stuff for Halloween. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, awesome.
Just, you know, about the next month.
Too.
This is just the first month, you know.
All of
that's
our
so cool.
paranormal coverage here on VOC Nation consists of people that talk to Bigfoot. So I'm excited for a change. I think it'll be good. I'm not even kidding about that. Steph, I mean, to kind of look at it, and I don't know if you want to reveal, but your first guest this week is a pretty big name in wrestling, somebody who's on television and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely tell everybody. I've been waiting for this moment, really,
to
let it all out. I have, like, after this call, I have so many social media things that I'm going to be posting. but I'm going to have a current Impact Knockout, Nevaeh, who is one of my very good friends, and she's going to be on, and we're just going to have a really good conversation talking about coming up into the independents and now wrestling in front of 0 fans on television.
It's such a strange thing. Now you're part of the, you're part of that Ohio gang, you know, with Nevaeh, with Madison Rain, people know Ashley Lane, and like I think a lot of people don't realize like, just how connected you are in the wrestling business, like how many people that they see on TV that are that you're good friends with, you know, that I expect that, like, the attention that people are going to pay to the show is going to be top notch.
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, obviously, I've been out of the United States scene there for a while because I moved to Canada and I had a kid. So that makes it really hard to wrestle. And then you have COVID on top of that. It makes it even more difficult.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of good friends. And my first three guests, Nevaeh being the first one, are all prevalent names within the wrestling community. So I think there's going to be a lot of people interested to hear what these people have to say, because, I mean, these three people are good friends of mine, and two of them, I don't know them to be people that go out and actively do podcasts. So there's going to be a lot of stories that are told that maybe a lot of people don't really recognize about them or would even begin to think that they would experience something like that just
yeah.
based on the character that they are.
I'm expecting it to be a whole different angle from, like, if I do an interview with somebody, I could never begin to approach it from the perspective of somebody who's been in the ring like that. But I think that you're going to bring something really unique to the table, especially as a women's wrestler, because there isn't a lot of voice for that on the podcasting today. So I think it's going to be really cool. And, you know, to kind of look at it, Steph, you're a wrestler who's also a very good broadcaster. I think it'll be a really cool marriage, and I think it's something that people should get excited about. Anything else that that the fans should know?
Well, I'm just really excited to get started. Like I said, social media is going to be blowing up here with everything that I'm going to be posting in the next probably 10-20 minutes or so. But, you know, if anybody gets even a fraction of excited as I am, I'm going to be through the roof because I'm just having so much fun. This is something I've always wanted to do, but, you know, wasn't able to for whatever the, you know, reason or excuse I had at the time. And now, you know, it's come to fruition. I'm really excited. I'm, you know, kind of nervous at the same time too, because, like, oh no, I've not been in the U.S. scene for a while. Is anybody going to remember me? But, you know, me talking about having a podcast and asking people, are they ready? People are interested. So I'm really hoping that continues to grow and that talking sass becomes, you know, something that's a regular in people's lives.
On a scale of 0 being coronavirus lockdown and 10 being maybe dancing with No Way Jose, where does this fall?
I would say it's even better than dancing with No Way Jose.
That's
because,
great. I was hoping you'd say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because with No Way Jose, you get your 2 seconds of dancing time and maybe a little
yeah.
bit of camera time. But this is my own thing, that my baby. I've literally molded it into what I wanted it to be, and now it's going to be out there for everybody to judge. And like I said, if anybody likes it as much as I do and gets excited about it, just even a fraction of what I feel for it, then I'm already a huge success.
That's cool. Like I said, on behalf of Bruce and I, we couldn't be more excited. It's going to be such an amazing addition to the lineup. Stephanie, if people want to kind of follow you along at home, I mean, what's your social media situation like for people?
Well, you can follow me at Sassy Steffi on both Twitter and Instagram. My Facebook, I really don't pay as much attention to it as I should, but it's facebook.com official Sassy Steffi. I am going to try to be upping that one as well as time goes by. So, and I also have a Patreon at Sassy Steffi that has just maybe a few exclusives from Talking Sass that not everybody's going to be able to see.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, thank you for the time tonight. And there will be a press release, I understand, going out tomorrow. If you guys are interested, I'm not sure how many of you listeners are actually part of the press release mailer, but if you're interested in getting these things, you know, that release the information, the news for VOC Nation, just send us an email, please, admin at VOCNation.com. But, Steph, thank you so much for the time tonight. It was really great, and I can't wait to check out your show.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me and letting me add to the creative side of Sassy Steffi and expanding my audience to the VOC Nation.
It's going to be great.
Thank you so
Take
much,
care.
Steph.
Love, love, love.
Thank you.
And go Canadians, right?
That's right. Go Habs, go.
Not the Browns.
Yeah.
Still go Browns. You can take the girl out of Cleveland, but you can't take the Cleveland out of the girl.
Hey, yeah. They look better than the Eagles. I got to say that. So take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. So that was the one and only, the incomparable Sassy Stephanie. And you guys got to check out Talking Sass. Going to debut this Thursday at 8 Eastern for VOCNation.com. I think it's going to be a really fun show. So what we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to take that commercial break because I got to get that out of the way. And on the other side, we're going to have the levees are going to break here, Kathy. They're we're spilling over right now. I'm looking at this, and I don't think the wall can hold it. 914-338-1885. In case you guys want to pour on as well, we're going to give everybody some time tonight. We'll stay here all night if we have to get it done. 914-338-1885. In the room on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com. And subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week. Talking dream matches. Taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more.
All right. How about that, guys? Sassy Stephanie joining the VOC Nation. If you're not familiar with her, I ask you please to check out her stuff. She has been a close personal friend of mine, very close with Bruce as well. I've done independent shows with her over the years. She's appeared in WWE and TNA, and she's just done Ring of Honor. She's done just about anything you could ever think in the wrestling business. Close personal friends with Madison Rain, with Nevaeh, with Jessica Havoc, that whole Ohio crew. She's like a central part of that. And she's not only just a great wrestler, she's a ghost hunter. She hosts Fireball Run on Amazon Prime. 5 seasons now of that. She's the co-host. She just does so much. And she's just a tremendous, tremendous girl. So please, please, please talk out. Check out Talking Sass. That's this Thursday at 8 Eastern. It debuts on the VOC Nation Radio Network. So be on the lookout for that. Nevaeh from Impact Wrestling is going to be the first guest on the first episode. And we want to talk to you guys tonight. I want to feel the excitement. I really do. There's a lot of you here, and I'm going to ask you guys to please be patient with us. We're going to try and keep this moving so we can get everybody on in a timely fashion. 914-338-1885. But before we do any of that, Stroud, what do you got going on, man?
Ah, man. Well, this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be WCW Retro on VOCNation.com. Our special guest and interview will be with none other than the Sunny, the California girl of glow, Trisha Summerlin, will be with us and talk about what she's been up to and everything. So it's really going to be great to catch up with her and all that. And if anybody would like to send the questions for the interview, you can send them to wcwretro@yahoo.com. And so looking forward to having her on the show. And then Friday night at midnight will be another edition of the Stro Zone on my official Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And this Friday special will be The Raven, starring Vincent Price. So please tune in.
Yes. The Raven. Really? The Raven?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Love that movie.
I'm so excited.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I was just waiting for it to queue up. Stro, this past week on WCW Retro, you had on Judy Martin.
Oh, it was tremendous. Oh, it was so great talking to her and hearing some of her stories.
What a legend.
With Lonnie Kai and Lula. Oh, man, it was amazing.
I'll bet it was great. I haven't listened yet, but I'm going to, and you guys should check it out as well. It's up on the front page of VOCNation.com, so be sure to check that out. Right there at the top of the archives, it just aired the other day, so it's still right there. Still right there. Okay, so we're going to try and go in the order that you guys called. Again, I'm asking you to please be patient, and I want to get to each and every one of you guys. I really do. I see already some of you have left and others have come on. We're going to go to 843, which I believe is South Carolina. And I'm thinking that this is Dr. John. Am I right about that? What's going on? You're on in the room. 843. Once?
Hello.
Twice. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hi, what's going on? Who is this?
Velvet.
Major Velvet.
Velvet.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, Velvet. How you doing, brother? I'm doing good. I didn't know that Sassy Steph was going to be on tonight. I missed a little bit of that. She's awesome, man.
That was our surprise. Yeah. I love Sassy.
Well, y'all surprised.
It wasn't a surprise for me, but it was a surprise for everybody else. I didn't even tell Stro and Kathy. I wanted everybody to hear it firsthand. Yeah,
that's cool.
It
that is cool.
Cool.
She's a rock star, man.
Mm-hmm.
She is. She's really good
she
too. Yeah.
She's so nice. You know, when you meet her, you're like, "Wow, really?" And it's real. She's genuine. That's what I love about people like her and Judy, stuff like that. You know, they're genuine.
Kathy, you want to hear a funny story? You want to hear a funny story about Sassy Stephanie? I've been seeing her for years at like various independents and stuff like that. So I'm at WSU and I'm hanging out with her, right? During intermission or whatever, I'm just talking with her. And a fan comes up, right, Kathy? A little smelly, nice guy.
Oh.
Kind of curly hair, got a little bit of a beard going on, a little bit of a belly. And he's got a polo shirt on, real tight brown polo shirt. And he asked for a picture with Stephanie. And I take the picture, Kathy, for him. He gets real close to her, and I take the picture of him. And he talks to her for a minute, and then he heads off, Kathy. And I don't think much of it. I don't think much of it at all. Until one day, I'm looking through John Garabedian's photos, Kathy.
No.
John from Rhode Island was the guy that took the picture with Sassy Stephanie, and I didn't even know who he was at the time.
Oh, no.
Isn't that wild? He had that as profile picture. I was like, I took that picture, brother.
Oh, jeez.
He's not on tonight, but he'll be excited to hear about Sassy Stephanie. He is a huge Sassy Stephanie fan, as we all are. So, Velvet, do you have a favorite Sassy Stephanie memory?
I don't know, not really. I was not privy to her work early on. I caught her late. So I couldn't really, you know, give you a body of work reference from her. I know she was beautiful, but she was classy. And I did meet her for a second at a show, but she was genuine, very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
That's all I can
say.
Very straightforward,
very, cool.
Very genuine. So, yeah. That's it for me on that one.
Any thoughts on Clash of Champions this Sunday? And anything jump out at you?
I think probably the Orton and with Orton going to be it's going to be crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Orton
ambulance match.
Yeah, I think Orton takes it, and it'll lead for something into next year, I think. But I really believe he's going to get his 14th title run. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I
don't necessarily want to see it, but I think it's going to happen. And I think the ambulance match works out perfectly because Drew doesn't have to get pinned to lose the title.
Correct. Well, that and the
yeah.
fact that if they're going to hide some stuff for later, this is the perfect way to do it. You know?
Now, what do you mean hide some stuff for later?
You know, like if they claim an injury down the road or they claim something else happened, you can spring that later. You know,
that's true.
They plant
a lot of seeds
for doing that. But they classically do that when they have a ladder match or a ambulance match.
Yeah.
So they've done it before. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I think they better do it sooner than later though and give them the title. Just my opinion. If they wait too long, it's not gonna.
Yeah. As long as this is a pet peeve of mine, as long as Drew McIntyre doesn't lose and then come back later in the night driving the ambulance back.
No, don't do that.
That makes me cringe.
Having legit be able to come back for it and not just go, okay, we're done with you now, and you disappear because you got Keith Lee, and then Keith Lee's a superstar right now. So, I mean, that would be a shame if you just went ahead and buried him. See them doing that, but it could possibly happen.
They've done that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of ways they can go with it. I'm half expecting Keith Lee to get positioned against Bobby Lashley first.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I mean, it just makes sense to me that he would win the secondary title and then take it from there. But they're talking about a monster push, so who knows? Who knows?
That's what they keep saying, and you know that they love him. He's done everything they've asked him to do. He has not complained. He's done everything. So, when Vince loves you, he loves R-Truth. R-Truth can't do anything wrong. So, I mean, obviously, but if that guy can do the same thing, he will have a great monster push for real. You know, people, but, you know. No, you're right.
But it happens. It happened. Now, your name is Amazing Velvet. Wasn't that
correct.
It? Okay. So I'm assuming that isn't your birth name. How does one arrive at Amazing Velvet? Maybe
okay.
It is your birth name. I mean, you
okay,
got me
well,
wanting a
I'll
slice of cake. I can tell you that.
I'll tell you real quick. I got cut loose. I was trained by Susan Green. After carrying bags for 3 years, they cut me loose.
Okay.
And
because
I was with Judy Martin and Leilani Kai as well. But anyway.
Wow.
I went to a show with a buddy of mine, and I wasn't on the show. He was. I was just watching his back for it because we were both, you know, I wasn't green, but he was. I mean, I was still working out my crap. Anyway, make a long story short, I ran into a guy that was doing the similar gimmick. And I said, I'm looking at this guy. He had red, long red hair, middle of his back, putting it in ponytails, putting his face paint and makeup on, and he had a handlebar mustache. And I went, what?
Sounds like a girl I dated in college.
Anyway, so I said, dude, what's your name? He goes, hey, man, I'm Preston. He was country. I went, whoa. I said, what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a truck driver. I went, shut up. So anyway, he goes, I said, so what's your gimmick? He goes, well, I'm Tommy Feathers. He goes, Tommy Feathers. I went, Tommy Feathers? I said, that's pretty funny. He goes, watch this. I'm not going to take but one bump in the entire match, and I'm going to be over. Just watch. I went, all right. So I'm watching him, and he did take the one bump in the entire match, and he was overweight. Holy crap. So then came, I said, that was amazing. He goes, that sounds like a good start of the name. So I went home, and it took me about a month, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table on a Sunday morning with my wife, and my wife goes, what are you thinking about? I said, I don't know, you know. I said, something along the line, I don't know. And she, it took her 15 minutes. She goes, I got your name. I went, really? She goes, yeah, The Amazing Velvet. I went, all right, that's
there
it.
There you go.
So
that's almost
Tommy
as good as Stone Cold story.
Velvet.
Yeah, that's almost as good as Stone Cold story. Better drink that tea or it's going to go Stone Cold.
Good story.
Love it.
Right? Exactly.
Great stuff.
But,
great stuff. Thank you so much for calling tonight.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
It's great.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely great.
Love you, Velvet.
Yeah, love you, too.
He's like, you're like a regular WCW retro caller, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I love having you. Please call in anytime. This
absolutely
has been amazing.
I will. Yes,
you're
sir.
The man,
I mean,
dude.
I've been trying. I've been listening, and I catch him after the fact because Tuesday is usually a busy day at my house, and
I got
for some
you
reason we were all home at the same night, same time. I'm like, all right, we're all home.
There you go. Something to plan around.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Nice to talk to you. That was The Amazing Velvet. Be sure to check him out. That's cool. Is he on Facebook? I should ask him. I should ask him if people want to.
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, Mr. Amazing,
Instagram,
what's
Twitter?
Okay, where can people find you?
I have my own. Velvet has its own page on Facebook.
Okay.
But you can also find me personally, David Kerr, K-E-R-R, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
very
I'm
cool.
I'm doing the few. I had a YouTube channel, but I let that go. I'm probably going to restart that at some point, but yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Well,
that's
pleasure to pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, brother.
That was The Amazing Velvet. I know, and I apologize, you're listening. I know on, like, WCW Retro, you guys get to call and stay on the whole show, but we have so many callers on right now. They'd be like zombies, Kathy. They'd all be eating me if I left them all on the line. So we got to do it. I apologize. You know it's true, though. You absolutely know it's true. 914-338-1885 if you guys want to join the queue here tonight. I want to go out to California. I want to go out to California. I want to go out to the San Francisco Bay Area, and I want to talk to our good friend. He's been gone for a little bit. He was off with revivals. He was sick. He's Kathy, this guy had a religious experience back in 2016, Kathy, I got to tell you, the first moment he laid his eyes on Alexa Bliss, nothing has ever been the same.
Geez.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, brother?
I missed you.
Missed you too. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I apologize about the last three times. I was sick real bad, and then the last week before the revival, my dad, I had real bad nightmares about Dad. I was crying and just the heart. If you ever lost somebody that you're like your dad or your mom, you know, it's hard to get over, you know. And
it is.
I just had to talk to therapists, get through that. The church revival and pray for Pastor's wife, Pastor Stevens. He's a great pastor, but his wife just found out. She had a small stroke. Now, she's okay.
Oh, my God.
But she had a small stroke when Pastor was driving back from Iowa. I guess it was from,
okay.
Oh, no, South Dakota. South Dakota.
I was going to say, he wasn't visiting Malcolm, was he?
No.
Okay, that's Idaho, yeah. I got you.
No, Malcolm, when you talk about Sassy Steph, the moment I remember with Malcolm, he called me, told me, Mike, I want a trip to WrestleMania with VOC Nation. And
Mal
stayed in this motel, and Sassy Steph, I saw the video where Sassy Steph asked Mel if she could take a shower in his hotel room.
I forgot about that. They were down there in Miami partying.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go on that trip, Mike. You know, I backed out at the last minute. Bruce and I had a bit of an argument, and we actually didn't talk for a couple of years there. But I ended up paying for a trip that I never went to because I just didn't want to. I mean, it was a hassle with work and everything. But like at that point, we weren't talking, and I was like, you know what? I just don't want to do this. So
yeah,
I gave him money for a plane ticket that I never used.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he enjoyed that. He loved that. That was the best experience of his life.
I remember it was a huge thing.
When he sat up in the top row, I remember he kept yelling, Dean Fish.
Yeah, during WrestleMania, yeah. We were worried he was going to hop the barrier. A little behind the scenes there, as we bring on Ray Bogus, our co-host. one second, Ray. We had that contest. I remember that plain as day, Stro. It was whoever showed the most VOC Nation spirit would get a free ticket to WrestleMania. And WrestleMania was in Miami that year. And it pretty much came down to Malcolm and Tara. Of all people, if you guys know Tara, she's a Philly area. She calls once in a while. But Stroke, Tara would like go to like Impact Wrestling with these huge VOC Nation banners, and she's getting like all these big like TNA stars to like pose with it, like Sting and AJ Styles and SoCal Val and all these people with the VOC Nation stuff. And Bruce, Mike, it's funny because Bruce really he liked Malcolm, but he really wanted Tara to win, so he really wanted Tara to win so that he didn't have to fly Malcolm across the country because Tara would have just been a $30 Greyhound bus. But then Malcolm took his car and he put like this huge like VOC Nation. He spray painted the entire thing with VOC Nation, and there was no way it wasn't happening. This guy. I mean, Stro, you've been there with him. I mean, in a convention, you know what happens when Malcolm walks into a room.
He lights it up, man.
He's just a great wrestling fan. We got to pray for him. He's in Idaho now, and he had a little trouble. He had a guy trying to kick in his door the other night, and he was all upset.
Really?
I thought he lost
him. Oh, God.
And,
he's on the line. Malcolm, hold tight. I'm going to get to you real soon. I hope he's doing okay.
If you ever had a brother like him, he's just awesome. Sometimes he doesn't understand, but he's just all out the best brother you could ever have, you know, and that's so cool. Oh, I want to tell you.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you about, Sister Abigail. I think Alexa's better at being a heel, don't you? I do.
I think Ray Bogus would agree. Isn't Alexa better as a bad girl?
Is he there?
Ready?
I'm here.
You don't think she's a better bad girl? You just want to like defend her. So bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just kidding.
That's good.
Brady? Do you think that... Do you think the Riot Squad has a chance to win Sunday against
I hope
Nia
so.
Jax? I do too.
I
love the Riot Squad.
Sometimes they'll do that. Like they'll it's almost like the tag rank. It's weird, like when you're talking about titles like that, like it'll start out like the champions just get stronger and stronger, obviously, because the person that's winning the title is usually stronger than the person that they beat. But then at a certain point, they almost get too big for it, and you almost need like a reset where you have a big upset. You had it with Braun Strowman. He had the Intercontinental belt, and then they had to have Sami Zayn go and beat him, you know, because you needed a reset. You needed to build it again. And I'm thinking that's where we're at. I mean, Sasha and Bayley were such strong champions. And now Nia and Shayna, that makes sense, you know. The Riot Squad...
I think they'd be great champions, you know. It fits. Wow, they used to have this girl called Riot, and she came up with a baseball bat.
Wow.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
She sounds hot.
Do you guys remember WOW with David McClain?
Yeah.
He was the announcer for that.
Yeah.
And there was this cool riot. She
you're the man,
so
Mike.
Oh, you're the man. Papa Stroh, can I ask you?
Yay.
I'd like to call in Thursday. Is Sonny, would I be able to talk to Sonny, or is she going to take any calls? Or
No.
We'll be doing an interview first, and
okay.
I'm asking that anyone that would like to send in questions for me to ask her, you can email them to me at wcwretro@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And then after we do the interview, then I'll be talking with the callers. But the interview
okay.
will just be her and myself. So
I'll
begin.
I'll try.
Yeah,
Mike,
we had a problem with prank callers the last couple of weeks. We had a problem with prank callers the last couple of weeks, so we're trying to cut down on that.
Sure, I understand that. Brady,
I'll
ask you, tonight Kylan King's going to wrestle, who is it? November. It's an AEW.
November?
She's going to wrestle Serena Deeb. You put a picture of
Serena
Deeb.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about her.
I like those two wrestlers. And then Anna Jay's going to take on Brandi Rhodes. And
thanks for the update.
I get a kick at it. Yeah, I like
her. Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Like the cinnamon rolls?
Don't say anything. I have to watch that YouTube later.
You have what?
Cinnamon rolls sound really good right now.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. Between the red velvet, we got the amazing velvet, and now we get the cinnamon rolls. I'm getting hungry, man.
Cinnabon sounds like it would hit the spot right now.
I was walking by Annie Annie's today, and they had these cinnamon pretzels. They smelled amazing.
I love those. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, anything else happening in your life?
When I was in Philly, we used to get those soft pretzels you're talking about. Those were good.
Yeah, brother.
I remember.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah.
You going to order Pretzelmania if they stream it?
I got
it's Pretzelmania.
Pretzelmania. I heard you talking about that. I thought that was going to be awesome. Yeah.
No, like, Mike, Mike, thank you for calling, brother. You are the man.
Yeah. Yeah, tremendous.
Can I ask you one quick question? Have you ever talked to Penelope Ford? If you ever do, just tell her Mike said hi, because I get a kick out of her and Kip Sabian.
You know what? Cassie put us in touch a couple of years ago. We had her on the show. I'm going to text her right now and tell her that you said hi.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, but she's engaged, though, so be careful.
I know, but I'm happy she's engaged, but she's so cool.
I'm not.
T-shirt, I love it. I'm too old for her.
I love you, brother.
Love you, too.
You're the man, Mike.
You are, too.
Take care, brother. You know what's funny? I was saying with the Pretzelmania thing, I'm the ring announcer, and they announced, right, they asked me to do this date. I know the company is World One. It's Steve Corino's old company. And I show up, and apparently they've been billing this thing as Pretzelmania. And not only is it Pretzelmania, but this was Pretzelmania 3. And not only was it Pretzelmania 3, but they actually ordered soft pretzels to use as weapons and stuff like that. But not only that, Ray, they wanted me to get in the ring like an idiot and point at the big banner and yell, "It's Pretzelmania 3!" Just like that.
Tremendous.
And they even had the WrestleMania logo with the pretzel where the M would be. I just realized I muted Ray. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Ray.
I was starting to wonder when I was going to be allowed to respond to Pretzelmania. Because I figured it was some kind of long, pointless monologue like what we just heard.
Right.
I was just waiting for that to happen. And hello, men, how are we?
Hello.
What's going on?
Oh, reading the headlines, semi enjoying Raw, listening to the Mike and Malcolm family reunion that I've apparently stumbled into, where we just hear every inane thought that flitters down
it.
From outer space into their brains. Yeah, well,
it's my thing. It's my thing. You know,
there's people who enjoy cutting, but like we don't encourage it.
Well, you know, you're talking about Raw, and I gotta say, whoever in WWE decided it was a good idea, first of all, to give these people contracts for throwing bricks through windows and destroying soundtracks and destroying the ring and breaking glass. And not only that, but they should doubly lose their job because they all had contracts already with NXT.
You know, and the thing is, I had wanted to talk about something positive that I thought Raw had done. I thought there was something they did really well for once.
Was it when it ended?
But you were. Well, that was good too. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Very fulfilling.
That was all when those credits roll. Let me tell you something. It is a happy time.
it's like
no,
I can't watch anything right now.
That's good stuff, Ray.
So what I thought they did well, I thought the way that they explained Randy Orton appearing in the title picture, I thought they did a good job of that. The way you know me, I've been telling people on this show for years that Randy Orton is incapable of human speech. But I thought all of that was executed really, really well, and you know, I don't quite know where they go with it, but it's nice to see something in a high profile area of the program make sense. Because that's not something we get to regularly come on this show and say.
Sure.
Now, we got to ourselves sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
As for as for the WWE version of the Antifas. Okay. I have to compose myself now. As for the WWE version of the Antifas, I think this is the fault of Linda McMahon. Now hear me out on this.
Okay.
Okay. If you'll remember, some years ago, one Randall Orton kicked all of the McMahon family members in the head.
Yes,
and,
he did.
Yes, he did. In one of the strangest segments, and for all the wrong reasons, but one of the strangest segments I had ever seen on that program. Now, the only one who has never returned is one Linda McMahon.
Yeah.
And what I think happened, hear me out on this, guys. I think she suffered some kind of massive head injury, possibly from being kicked in the head. And now she's up at the top of Titan Towers hiring these Antifa people to come throw bricks through their own windows. That's just me kind of spitballing here. But I think
it makes sense.
I think this is Linda McMahon's fault.
Kind of like what Vince did, looking in the mirror saying, I want to kill my creation. The lethal dose.
Speaking of Vince, kayfabe news did a story today where they revealed that actually he's going to be the new Supreme Court justice. So,
and you know what? It is about time. I actually, in all seriousness, hear me out on this.
Hey, he did condemn Eric Bischoff. Yeah.
Now, to hell with Vince McMahon. We don't need Vince McMahon. I got two words for you. O.J. We get O.J. Simpson on the Supreme Court. Oh, that'd be a good, he'd be slashing right through
justice.
He is one of the most delightful things on the internet right now.
Kathy, what do you think? Would you like to see OJ?
All old
Kathy,
and weird.
Kathy, would you like to see OJ take a stab at it?
Oh, that was wrong.
Oh, man.
Knife, no idea how he'd do. I'm just saying. Sorry. Go ahead.
That fell flat. Because then the arguments could start, and then for those of you who don't know, in the Supreme Court, the judges will kind of have almost like a conversation with the competing attorneys, and then like OJ can like stop them, and he can say, "Hey, lawyer world, yours truly." And then he can ask his question. And I think we need more of that in this world.
What's going on, Malcolm? How you doing, brother?
Well, you know who I talked to today? Brady.
Who's that, brother?
I talked to Paul Roma. Tony Capone put me on the phone with one half of the Young Stallions. Jimmy Powers and Paul Roma and the Hulkamania is one of them.
How are
you? Tonight.
See, you thought once you went to Idaho, nothing else good would happen. And see that?
Oh, God. You got to hear this, Brady. Tony Capone, since he's a fan of mine, he's running the NAWA, and he's going to pay for my airfare and my hotel room to get me down to this event. December 16th.
Oh, he's like Bruce
Wirt. I'm going to meet Big Papa Pop. He's going to hook up. Holla. He's going to hit me.
Did you say Big Papa Gump?
I'm going to meet Vince Powell.
Here's mayonnaise, right? I'll share them with you.
I'm going to be pumped, man. Hulkamania is going to be running wild in Florida in December, and the snow's going to be falling red and yellow instead of white at Christmas time, brother.
Malcolm, are you in the hotel yelling like this? Are you in the
no,
motel?
I'm in a Walmart parking lot.
Okay.
Just going wild, brother. The man is all around you, yeah, man. Look out.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so cool. You get to talk to Paul Roma. I talked to the Games Master, Kevin Sullivan. Hey, Papa Stro, I'm going to calm down Sunday night because I don't need to do no impressions. Tony Capone hooked me up today, so I'll be totally calm. And I just want to, be respectful from now on the Sunday show and on Retro. I'm going to tone it down. But when I'm in the room,
I get it.
I'm one of the baddest. It brings out the Austin in me, the 316, and that's the bottom line, Costo, Costo.
Can you do a Kevin Sullivan impression?
Kevin Sullivan,
I don't remember ever hearing that one. He's got like that Boston accent.
When I was in Orlando, October 27, 2018, at Mango Sports Bar, I asked Eric Bischoff who he liked better, Sting or Ric Flair, when he took over the WCW in 1990 ECE, and he said, "Malcolm, it's Ric Flair." Then I'm in front of Jimmy Hart's got the microphone. He's the MC. He gives me the microphone. Says, "What do you want to ask Scott Hall?" And I go, "Hey, yo, did everybody here come to CWCW, or did everybody here come to see the NW? Oh, and Scott Hall goes, "Hey, Malcolm, I want some of what you're on right now." Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, he needs uppers.
And
Oh, then brother.
Steph, Steph Sager. You know,
yeah.
I've known Steph a long time, and good luck, Steph. If she wants me to call in Thursday night, but I want to do retro. If I can do them both, I will. You know, I'm all over the place right now. If you mess with Malcomania on in the room, come on down and get your ass franchised.
I love it, brother. I love it. Stephanie's actually going to be pre-recorded, her first episode, so I don't know when she's going to go live yet. So
I talked to Sexy Shelly today. We both like the 1966 Batman TV show. Next time I see her, she's going to sign my Batman poster. I talked to Andrew Anderson. He was on Gotham. He's going to sign my Batman poster. Sting's going to sign my Batman poster. When I'm at the Hollywood show, January 22nd, 23rd in Burbank, I'm going to ask Lorenzo Lamas to be my manager and my agent as an actor. I mean, I know
there
Reno
you go,
Reyes.
Brother.
You know, I'm not holding back for anybody, man. Tony Capone says, I'm moving down to South Carolina. I'm going to be a state away from the Nature Boy. Whoa, Ric Flair. I'm going to be a state away from Jake the Snake Roberts and DDP. And nothing's going to stop me, baby. I'm going to be two states away from the greatest World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion ever. That would train, say his prayers, eat his vitamins, Hulk Hogan. And
all right, brother. I love you, brother. I love him. How does he not lose his voice? I can't call a couple matches without losing my voice, and he's still screaming. I bet you if I go back, he's still screaming. I love you, Malcolm. Ray, don't you love him?
No.
Oh, brother.
Oh, mercy. Oh.
That was fun.
I had to turn my hearing aids off. Sorry.
He came in hot and heavy, man.
Brady, I don't. You know, no. For those of you who don't know, we are now in the no cussing zone. So there's no cussing because we need to get PG ad money sponsors. We need because we have to support you and Bruce's opulent lifestyles, and. And so we need that PG ad money, and we need Fruit Loops money coming in, Brady. So
yeah, be like
so we're in the no cussing zone, and that
right.
goes for me, your beloved co-host, yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Go Big Bird.
I have a question for you, Brady. It's the no cussing zone.
Yeah.
All right. Turn off Malcolm's
theme yeah.
music.
Malcolm's theme music.
So I know it's the no cussing zone.
Uh-huh.
But am I allowed to name a drug on the air?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, you're not describing taking it, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. There is not enough methamphetamine on this planet to give me that much energy.
He brings it, man. He brings the smoke.
Yeah, he oh yeah, that is one way to put it. I can think of a couple places from where.
I love them. I love you, Malcolm.
Idaho is that's a good place for him. Not a lot of phone lines. Good place.
Yeah, I mean nothing but fields.
Nature.
Yeah, he can run through nature. He can go run with the deer.
Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah, he can. Yeah,
he can
you know,
go
when
run
he's
with
fed,
the deer.
He can run with the deer. You know, and he said he was going crazy in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, and you believe
a part
him.
Of me thought. Well, a part of me said, "Why would you make such a spectacle of yourself?" And then I thought, he's still probably only the third or fourth weirdest guy in that parking lot.
Ugh.
When he said he was going crazy in Walmart parking lot, I thought, wow, I'd hate to hear him when he gets there.
I
I love him, man. I do love Malcolm.
That was something, you know, between you know what we could do? We could just have him call in one day and just all of us just walk away from our microphones. Just see how long he just kind of goes.
When we were doing the WNJC thing here in Philly, the producer would sometimes mute his call, and we could hear him in our headset ranting, but the audience couldn't hear him. And he would go for a long time.
You have to.
He might still be yelling now, honestly.
No. Well, I mean, it's just yelling. There's not a thought there.
But there's a lot of thoughts there. I mean, this guy's like a database, right? He's like a database of wrestling history. You got to respect
that. Okay.
Yeah, Rain Man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to
good old Arkansas. We're going to go to Arkansas, and we're going to talk to Granny Hulkster. What's going on, Granny?
Hey,
how
everybody.
You doing?
How's everybody doing? I'm okay.
What's the word?
Oh, not a whole lot. I mean, I had a fun weekend of wrestling shows finally to be able to get to go to. So
I finally got
good.
My fix, Granny, after 8 months.
Yeah. Mine, let's see, this is the second show that I'd been to since March. So, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good weekend. The Ryder Cup was a really good turnout, good show. And I was happy with who won the Ryder Cup tournament. So
who won?
Dmitry Alexandrov.
All
and
right.
I told him
Russian?
I told him Friday night when he, well, not really, he's not really Russian, but his character is, but he's not.
He's Lithuanian.
Friday night when he beat Luke Langley, I told him, I said, you're going to end up
Bulgarian.
Winning this tournament. I said, I know, I know you are. And he did. And he was very humble and he got this great big giant trophy. And of course, the Ryder's mom was there. The Ryder Cup was, well, WFC was started for a little boy by the name of Ryder back in 2011. And Ryder lost his battle with cancer in 2013.
Okay.
So WFC's been going on 9 years, and Ryder's been gone 7 years. So, but his mom was there, and we all were chanting WFC. And then we started, one of the wrestlers whispered to me, he says, Granny, start chanting Ryder's name. And so I started the Ryder chant, and everybody was chanting Ryder, and his mom was crying up in the ring, and of course there wasn't a dry eye.
Sounds
in the
very
house.
Emotional.
I mean, it was. I mean, and I never got to meet Ryder, but I know his family very well. I know his mom and his grandparents very well, and I feel like that, you know, in my heart that I did know him, you know, and I know that he was watching over everybody, you know, that
night. I feel
night,
like you're always saying
Saturday
Ryder.
Night.
I feel like you're always saying, like I'm a writer, like a writer and editor, like a writer.
No, he spells his name. He spelled his name R-Y-D-E-R, Ryder.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But,
now, when you were
chanting
WFC, did that stand for World's Finest Chocolate?
No, Wrestling for a Cause.
Oh.
Because that's what this organization does. They do independent wrestling shows for kids that have cancer.
Ironically, I started a company around here called Wrestling for Chocolate. It's WFC.
And
now,
they normally do.
Would be a cool promotion.
They normally do this show in June, but because of the COVID-19, they had to postpone it until September. And another reason why they chose this month to do it is because it's childhood, you know, cancer awareness month. So that's why they did
it
in September.
Thing. It's a great, and so much better than mine, because mine, the champion, ends up wearing a chocolate belt that just melts in his lap. It doesn't melt in his hand, but it melts in his lap. It's the craziest thing.
Now, what?
But it was a good weekend of wrestling, so
good,
it was a lot of fun.
Good.
That's right. Now, Brady, here's my idea for the show. We just get a bunch of nude wrestlers, and we put belts on all of them, and then like they just kind of melt into wrestling trunks.
Okay.
That's my big idea here.
I think it's a great idea.
All right.
I'm just not sure what to say to it.
Well, what you should be saying is, wow, Ray, that's a really good idea.
I thought it was a good idea.
Immediately, because the Super 8 needs to be reworked a little bit. And nude chocolate wrestling is just the shot.
You like apartment wrestling again. You miss that? I used to love apartment wrestling.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Another one I would like to see, I would like a tire iron match. And that's where there's
like
T-bar in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
And like one of them has to just beat the snot out of the other one with the tire.
Yeah.
That's something I would.
I always thought they should have, like, higher stipulations. Like, if you lose, you get a toe cut off or something like that, you know? Like the snuff wrestling entertainment, maybe, you know?
That could be a thing. Like, but, like we, you know, wrestlers have to stick around for a while. So like, you have to be like, well, first we'll just remove your toe.
He's silly,
like,
isn't he, Granny? He's silly.
I'm sorry? Yeah,
I said,
well,
he's silly.
Yeah, I know. He likes to ramble on, and that's just Ray for you, you know. So,
Granny, who here doesn't ramble on?
Well, that's true.
I always feel bad for Stro and Kathy because they just sit there all polite and just listen to it all night.
By the way, how are you, Stro? I haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been?
Doing great. How you doing, Granny?
I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't call in Thursday night. I had a long day Thursday, and we were getting up early Friday morning to head to Oklahoma. So I actually went to bed early Thursday night so I could get a good night's sleep, because I knew I was going to be up all day and till late Friday night. And we spent the night over there in Owosso.
All night long.
And we spent the night because the wrestling show didn't start till 8 o'clock that night, and it didn't get over till about 10:30, quarter till 11. So, and then we checked out of the motel Saturday morning and went back to the venue where the show was and hung out there until the show. And then the show got over about 8 or 8:30, and then we headed back home to Arkansas. So.
Wow,
I was
like
back
a pretty
home
thorough
by.
Review of the day.
I was back home by about probably a little bit after 10 Saturday night. It was a busy 2 days.
It does sound like there's a 2.5 hour period that are unaccounted for, though. I'm just curious what you did during that.
Well, what do you mean 2.5 hour period?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You just went through
well,
your whole
no,
day.
I'm just having fun with you. I know, but we got into Owosso Friday afternoon, and we dropped the t-shirts off and stuff, and we were able to check into the motel a little bit early, and we just rested up until it was kind of time to get ready to go back to the show. And so we went back about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, and the show started at 8:00, and then it got over about 10:30, and then we went back to the motel and got a good night's sleep and got up and checked out Saturday morning and went to Walmart and picked up a couple things. And then
you didn't
went back
get up to
the
restroom in the middle of the night
show.
Or anything? Yeah, I got you.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just having fun, Granny. I'm just being good.
I know you
I'm
are.
I'm going to let you go, though, so we can get to some light.
Yeah,
oh,
I understand.
Like, oh,
so you'll have
the
a good night.
The bathroom? All right. Bye. Jeez, Ray, why do you ramble so much?
I don't know. It's You know, see, I don't know. I have the show that I'm on, and it turns out that what people don't want to do. Now, Stro, you're going to find this fascinating.
Okay.
You're going to find this because you are a man of show business. You are the top hat, if you will.
He's like a man of distinction, like a real big spender.
He is. You know. We can only one day hope to have as much money as Daddy Strobucks.
Well, yeah.
I have this radio show that I'm on, Stro. You're on it too.
Okay.
And on radio shows, I don't know if you know this.
Is this hypothetical or is this real?
Yeah. Well, a little from column A, a little from column B. On the show,
okay.
Stro, what people don't want to hear when they listen to a radio show is just dead air. So then I have to talk more. The other thing they don't want to hear, and this kind of blew me away when I first heard it. They don't want to hear about your boring life. And so, so I have to fill in with thoughts. So that people will continue to listen to this program. Because if people stop listening to this, what happens is we go away. And I don't want that. I want.
We don't even know where we go. We just go.
We go back to Spreaker. And I don't want.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't do that. I think it's time we practiced. What's going on, Tora? How you doing?
Doing great.
What's the word on the street down there? How are those Rams doing, the St. Louis Rams? They're having a good year. They're 2-0, the St. Louis
Rams.
Well,
we don't have the Rams down here.
What do you mean? I just watched them on TV.
Yeah, they were playing at the St. Louis Coliseum.
They're not St. Louis anymore.
What?
No, wrong.
What, they moved to Las Vegas?
No, they moved to Los Angeles.
Okay, but they drafted the Joe
Chargers.
Burrow, right?
That's the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I got some bad news.
Oh,
I got some bad news.
Bad news. You got to say it's bad
news. Go ahead,
Wade.
Well, the bad news is about Dustin. He was in a car accident.
I heard that. His
and,
plane was breathing through his skull.
You know what, Stro? That news from Tora about Dustin being in the car accident, that really hit me hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ray, what drives you?
Four-cylinder engine.
Tora, listen, Dustin actually called in earlier, but then he hung up so before he got on the air. So hopefully he's okay.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yeah, he's alive.
So I'm assuming it's a complete recovery.
Tremendous.
I guess
wow.
so. Must be.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
We were talking about having like Dustin emerging
from
a cloud
the other
and selling
side.
It as
really
a t-shirt. We were talking about yeah, he died, remember? Didn't he die? Hey, if you can come back from that, you can come back from anything.
Yeah, so Dustin
right.
has already, I just want to be clear, Dustin has already risen from the dead, a feat previously only performed by the literal Son of God. And, and then he apparently had a devastating car accident. And then somehow, apparently just through sheer tyranny of will, healed himself and attempted to call him. Now, maybe it wasn't a complete healing. Maybe
he's
like,
getting there, though.
Maybe one arm was still really messed up, and that was the phone arm. And then he dropped it, and he was like, ah, shoot, I can't call back.
That's one tough dude.
He is. He's built Ford tough. Well, Tora, do you have any thoughts for the show, or are you just kind of hanging around?
I'm
just hanging in there.
Oh,
I'm just chilling.
Good. Yeah, that's good. That's not a, we're not doing a radio show or anything. So you know, you just kind of hang out here.
That's cool.
Sure, I had a Dustin joke. I had a Dustin joke, and I forgot it because Ray was talking, and I lost my train of thought. Tour, is that you? Or you're not driving? You don't drive. What are you on, like the subway?
No, I don't drive. I'm just walking towards my house.
Walking. I got you. Walk of shame?
No, I just left the bar.
Okay.
They had $2 shots.
$2 shots.
How much money did you have?
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a girl I dated in college.
Huh?
No. What were you saying?
Tora, what do you like to drink?
It's been going great.
Good. What do you like to drink?
That's a good answer to that question.
Yeah. Anything.
Right?
You know what I like to wear? I like Fanta.
Yeah.
That's good.
Everybody
yeah,
loves
Fanta's
Fanta.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Or Tang. We used to have Tang in Cub Scouts, but thank God it was the orange juice kind and not something else.
Yeah, that'd be a different, see, that's a different scout.
Yeah.
Much
mm-hmm.
scout. Tora, pleasure talking to you as always. How's your daughter
yeah,
doing with school?
Pleasure.
Everything good? She getting straight A's?
Oh yeah, she got
she's
straight
take,
A's.
Good, because she's
awesome.
Gonna have to take care of us someday.
Oh yeah, she's doing all
yeah.
right.
Good.
The I just don't like the iPad much.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like it either. Mm-hmm. I would throw it out the window.
Yeah, throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Even
the window
though it was a
that's
free one.
Very pro window.
Even though it's a free iPad.
You
know what I'm saying? It's public school.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what they say, Tora? Everybody gets pinched sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Love you, Tora.
That's,
all right.
That. Oh, okay. That. Yeah, that was a call. That was a call. That.
I love it.
I have no adjective to go with it, but that.
That was like
that
Lee Marshall on the road.
I.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking, okay? We still have a couple more callers. I'm going in order. Hang tight. What I want to do is I want to take the final commercial break because we're one short. And then on the other side, after I use the facility, we're going to wrap things up with the last couple callers. And we'll be in the home stretch, all right? So 914-338-1885
mm-hmm.
in the room, VOC
mm-hmm.
Nation Radio
mm-hmm.
Network. We'll be right back.
This is the sister, the doctor of style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Brisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale with interviews and other segments now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. The morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Yo.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like...
All right, 914-338-1885. This is In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. We got about 3 minutes left here where we can squeeze in any last-minute callers. So if you guys want to talk to us here tonight, just give us a call, 914-338-1885. Otherwise, it is what it is. We'll get through these last couple callers and... As Ray said last week, we'll put a pretty bow on it, and that puppy will be ready for Christmas.
Woof, woof.
Oh, look.
You know.
A dog. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Oh, I got some breaking news to tell everybody.
Oh, boy. I hope it's your arm. No, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. That wasn't.
No, no, it's not my alarm.
That wasn't. I didn't mean that. I was just kidding. I don't mean
that. Put it this way. I had a lot of protesters at my door today.
Well, okay.
Yay.
Okay?
I wouldn't want to live around you either.
Well, there were protesting that. Why'd you cancel the morning after show? And I said, because I am retired and I'm not doing nothing no more.
Yeah.
All right, well, can you add calling this show to that list of things you're not doing anymore?
No, don't.
No, I had to call it somewhere. Because what it is that I put it on at 12 o'clock and I heard no other than Little Jimmy was talking.
Right. Hey, Rat Boy, how about we just give you a swift kick or something, okay?
What are you eating, Rat Boy? It sounds like you got some crackers going on or something.
No.
Oh, I love crackers.
No, I was out half the day. I was unloading
your
the truck. I was unloading the box truck. And I'm going to do some flea market stuff this Thursday.
Okay.
What is
your favorite cracker?
Triscuits, Ritz. I've got a few favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see that first one. That's the one that hits the spot.
Triscuits, yes.
Oh, Triscuits are good.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the I'm a big fan of the pizza and the cheddar goldfish. And lately,
solid.
The Lance peanut butter crackers. They're amazing.
Yes, they are. I love them.
Yeah. I like the peanut butter and jelly crackers.
No one cares about you. You disgusting drunk.
No.
Okay, so I like the
drunk
Lance crackers. I'm trying to give him a good excuse. The Lance crackers are good, but you got to have something to drink with those. Because they'll suck all the water right out of your body.
They sure will.
I like the sardine crackers that you can put them in your soup. And
did you say sardine crackers?
Oh, wow.
Sardine crackers?
Now, that's something I can see him eating.
Who's this?
Yeah.
That and pickled pig's feet. That's
special when you get those, you go to Square Packers, and you buy one of the bar of cheese, and you put the cheese in the middle of it. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bomb.
Hey, Rapoy,
wow,
you should call Dr. Drew instead of this show.
Why can't you call both?
Well, because I don't want him here.
I want to prove everybody that I was right when yesterday morning we had our last show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that...
Till today when I did it without...
I said...
Go ahead.
Rivetution is going to come out with their masks off. Was I right?
Ruby
Did
Tuesday?
Ruby Tuesday.
Who could hang a name on you?
Great.
I was right on that. I said, I don't believe they came out first without the mask.
Me neither.
And I was right on one of them.
I look like Bane.
When you change with every new day, still I'm going to miss you.
Now, come on, Ray. You got to throw your soul into it. Like,
right, can you put that hold
time.
For a second?
Yes, it is.
All right, hold on one second. I'm looking for him. Hold on, my boy. Yeah, I have a Lance cracker in my mouth. Go ahead.
All right. So, Stro, I have lots of good memories of Christmas. Is there like a favorite Christmas toy of yours that stands out? Like, so is there something you remember getting that like still kind of stands out in your head?
Well, I think we should save that for Christmas time. We have the drunken episode.
Yeah, let's do it now.
So many memories.
Okay.
I love Christmas.
So I remember there was one. Maybe this will kind of do what I'm talking about. Like a favorite Christmas memory. So we used to set up. We used to set up snowmen, and the reason I'm talking about this is because it's better than going back to the call line. We used to set up snowmen in our front yard, and my mom had always wanted us to have a nativity scene, but like we were never able to find one that looked nice, or they didn't have the money for it. But we amassed this huge collection of snowmen.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So one day my dad and I built out of some extra wood that was laying around from a different project. We built a stable and a little manger. And then we made a snowman nativity scene.
Mm-hmm.
And
it actually did
look really cool in the day. So we ran out of the electric and then we went somewhere that night. And we came back and the wind had blown baby Jesus out of the manger onto the ground. And we had thought to run electricity to the snowman, but we hadn't thought to like light up the stable. So what it looked like was there was some kind of gangland shooting in our front yard, and all these snowmen were standing around the baby Jesus snowman that was face down on the ground.
Oh wow.
That's funny.
That's the house we were in. So, Brady, do you really want to go back to Rat Boy for any final thoughts, or can we just hang up on
him? No, absolutely not. Rat Boy, thanks for the call, brother. What's going on, Justin? How you doing, you freak? You there? Justin, what's going on?
What's up?
I don't know. Where are you working at now, Justin?
I'm working at the place called...
The what?
Did you say you're working on his face?
I'm working at the police. Your face.
Your face.
Yeah.
All right, he's working on my face.
All right, brother.
All right, so are you like a beautician?
Of course, I come and see me anytime you want.
Wait, hold on.
Why
are you a dermatologist?
Why are you calling us? Hang on.
Are you a dermatologist?
Why
do you sound like Max Headroom?
Yeah, why are you calling? Are you calling us from Mars?
No, you're in a submarine going under the North Pole, right?
He must live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
That was fun.
That's, you know, I think that's the best call he ever, I think that's the best call he's ever made.
Certainly the shortest. And it was nice he didn't attack Stroh.
That was, that's true. That's true. You know, I know we said we were just going to mess with him and hang up on him because, you know, he's an idiot. I generally, did he just, the day that he just decided he hated Stroh, did something precipitate that, or did that literally just come out of nowhere?
Pretty much like Randy Orton coming out of nowhere with RKO.
Out of nowhere.
Okay, because I wondered, did maybe Stroh not take his call, and like Justin was mad about it because, you know, Stroh sat there and looked at the call board and said, I would like my show to be listenable, so I will not go to this man. literally, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He is. Oh,
yeah.
He's
a weird dude.
Yeah, that's not. Who's weirder, him or Dustin?
Well, they're weird in different ways. I don't know that you could say that one is weirder than the other.
Well, that's actually kind of why I asked.
Like
there's
Dustin,
actually different types of weird.
Dustin has a great creative mind. You know, like he could like write soap operas all day, I think.
Maybe he does.
One might say he has like a beautiful mind.
Like maybe you could say that.
Nick Dustin will call you next week.
I don't. He called this week, he hung up before I got to him. So I'm so glad he recovered from the accident where his skull was bleeding from his brain, as Tora put it.
I like the idea that Dustin is actually like some soap opera writer that got, like, he's been unemployed since Guiding Light went off the air, and like now he just bums around from podcast to podcast.
Whereas Justin, you know, he got the job working on your face and whatever that means. And
2-1 says he's back at Burger King.
I'm thinking Popeyes.
Okay, that is, so I've never been to a Popeyes.
Wait, hold on. You've never been to a Popeyes?
No. No, so...
Oh, have you ever been to Popeyes?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yay.
Now, Stroh, help me out here, because this is... Is it or is it not true that Popeyes is only in the bad parts of town?
Yeah.
Well, I've only been to one, actually, and I mean the neighborhood wasn't so bad the one I went to.
All right, because there are three tiers of chicken place. There's KFC, and KFC is that's the one that caters to suburban people. That's who KFC is for. And then you have churches, and churches, that one's for city people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your Popeyes, I don't know who that's for.
You don't count Chick-fil-A?
I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
They angered me.
Okay.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A anger, I used to like them a lot, but now I refuse. So they didn't anger me like on the same level that Pizza Hut angered me. The time that Domino's angered me.
Mm-hmm.
Domino's
this is like blasphemy.
Well,
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, because Domino's once refused to take money from me, which was – I won't forgive them for not accepting money. So, like they didn't make me mad in that way. But they did some things that I do not approve of, and so I don't acknowledge Chick-fil-A anymore.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I love Chick-fil-A. I love Pizza Hut.
I mean,
Domino's delivered. I mean, I use the app for Domino's, and they delivered me a pizza shell with some toppings and no sauce or cheese. They actually did that.
That's an all-time story. That if you're ranking fast food stories, that's going into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, my friend. So no, I've never been to a Popeyes.
They have good
biscuits. But here's the thing: it seems okay, better than Red Lobster.
You know, I don't know that I've ever eaten at Red Lobster.
So you don't have to. You don't have to ruin your evening by going to a real Red Lobster. You can purchase the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
They are good. Yes. Right.
Those are. I don't know if they put like DMT in those or what, but those are delicious. So, I've never been to a Popeyes, but I think you might be onto something with Justin being at one, because Popeyes seems like it's a place for angry people.
I suppose.
Well, because you've got all that bright orange, and like it just seems. And, like, their slogan, that love that chicken from Popeyes, it seems so demanding. Like there's some kind of East German chicken restaurant. Like you're being ordered, love that chicken from Popeyes.
You will eat the chicken.
The chicken.
You will love the chicken. That sounded French. I'm sorry. Getting tired.
Oui, oui. So what's on the Strozone this Friday?
Yeah, I think we should transition here.
This Friday night at midnight, of course, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Strothemaestroanother Strozone episode. And tonight, Friday night's feature will be The Ravens starring Vincent Price. So please tune in.
Ooh, now I will be there
Beautiful.
For that one. That is a very, very good – that is a very, very good rendition of that. I will be there live under an assumed name, but I will be there to
awesome.
Yeah, I will definitely
cool.
be there for that one. Brady, what's up
Very
on your
cool.
docket?
All right, I guess we're doing this. Yeah, I think it's time anyway. ECWA Super 8 was amazing. Thank you to everybody who came out to the show, who supported the ECWA. The next event for me will be World 1/Super 8 presents Pretzelmania. That's November 7th at the Jersey Dugout in Morganville, New Jersey. So tickets and information available via Facebook for World 1 or via ECWAProWrestling.com. So be sure to check that out. Thank you to Sassy Stephanie. I can't wait to check out her show. And everybody should tune in as well. Thursday night, 8 Eastern, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. So be on the lookout for that. Sassy Stephanie, just an amazing, amazing person. And I think you guys are really going to dig that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Again, Thursday night, 8 Eastern, 1 hour before Stro Maestro, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. For those who are wondering, Briscoe and Big Ace will air on Wednesday. But the complete lineup is available via VOCNation.com, so be sure to check that out. Thank you to Sassy Stephanie for calling in. Thank you to all of the callers, all of the crew. Thank you to everybody from Stro Maestro to Kathy to Derek McDonald, Ray, Matt Grimm, everybody who helps us out behind the scenes. Everybody take care. Be good to each other. and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.